This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Folks should check their flight status before heading to the airport this morning. At least 65 flights at DIA are canceled so far due to the FAA outage. More than 600 additional flights are delayed at DIA, with more delays at airports around the state. That's according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. The FAA says its operations are back to normal. Tuesday marked the second inauguration for Governor Jared Polis, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, Attorney General Phil Weiser, and Treasurer Dave Young. They were each sworn in during a ceremony on the steps of the state capitol. Standing before the crowd, Polis said Colorado voters spoke loudly in the last election.
We want real results over partisan ideology. We want to move forward with a bright, positive vision for a shared future for everyone in a Colorado for all.
Polis said his administration crossed off some big items on its to-do list his first term, but that there's much he wants to accomplish in his second. He will lay out those priorities in more detail in his State of the State address next week. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down in December. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports decreased about 19% when compared to November. Decreases are common when students are on holiday or summer breaks. The program received more than 1,600 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and drugs. December reports included a student selling drugs to other students at school and a student pointing a toy gun at other students. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can come find these stories and more of what's going on today and every day in Colorado at cpr.org. It's 206.